I noticed that in your workshops, and in your teachings and in your books, that you like these three-word phrases that are sort of the cornerstone of your philosophy. Sometimes three, sometimes four-word phrases. But so give me, let me give you a few of these phrases that I've noticed you use, and tell me what they mean and how the average listener can relate to them. So this one, act as if. What does that mean?
Yeah, act as if is what you want to have happen in your life. Action is the way. Yeah. Without, you know, good intention without action is delusion. Let's say when you act as if, what you're going for, what you want to have happen, when you act as though it's going to happen, it's amazing how things start showing up to support that thing happening. And maybe you've had that experience. And there's some great philosopher who said, once one truly commits oneself, then providence moves too, and all kinds of unseen forces move to support you in fulfilling your commitment. I'm paraphrasing the quote, but it's something like that. But when you act as if, you're really standing in and acting from, this thing is going to happen. And it's amazing how things happen when you act as if. They manifest.
Yeah, it's so true. I see that repeatedly in my life. And when things aren't happening, almost the reverse is true. When things aren't happening, I step back and start to think about, okay, what do I want to happen? What am I, you know, how am I acting right now? And it's pretty interesting how, yeah, I mean, you might, like, for an example, you might say, I want to be in a relationship. You know, I want a new love. I want love in my life. I want to be in a relationship. And then you watch how you're acting and you look at it and you go, oh, I'm not really acting as if I want a new relationship. You know, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm being closed down, whatever it might be. So it's interesting to notice the opposite when things aren't happening in your life and perhaps how you're acting.
Oh, it's really great. It's really great. Yeah. And I love what you said, because in my experience, a great place to look is in the results you're getting in your life. So if you're not getting the results you want, like you said, as an example, a relationship, if you're not getting the results you want, it's a good place to start, because then you may want to look at, well, I'm saying I want this thing, but am I really acting in ways that are consistent with that thing happening? And often we'll find there's a gap there. I mean, I usually will find, if I'm not getting the results I want, but I say I want those results, there's some gap there. And maybe I'm deluding myself even. I say I want those, but really I'm not acting as though, or acting as if that's what I want. Not really, when I look more closely.
Yeah, I noticed that also. It's true with a lot of people, like with weight loss. I mean, people say, "Oh, I want to lose weight. I need to lose weight. It's important that I lose weight." And then you kind of watch them, and not with judgment or anything, but you watch them. You go, "Really? You're saying you want to lose weight, but it's midnight right now, and you're having a hamburger. I don't know. You're not acting as if." So that's kind of interesting.